Troy from Klein says he has a two-story house built in 1985, Tom. That was the year I became a Texan, moved down here that year.
Oh, yeah, you beat me by a year.
Multiple pinhole leaks in his horizontal plumbing. He says he's thinking he needs to repipe with PEX. And in your opinion, should he just do the horizontal and vertical, or go all the way to the fixtures? Obviously, there's an increased cost for all of these.
Whatever you choose to do, I want you to do 100%. So just don't do the horizontals. Unless you're just a temporary fix, then I understand you have to do that. Now, you have two options. You can go ahead and repipe your home. Just do it all, or go to a different route. And the other route would be my suggestion, is the lining of the pipes. And that way you'll know you'll get 100%, and nothing will be missed in the process. And that is, of course, Texas Drain Technologies e-pipe system, which goes in and just sandblasts out that old pipe and lines it with an epoxy and gets 100% guaranteed. And it comes with a 10-year guarantee and a 75-year life expectancy. So that's enough for any of us walking on the face of the earth. That's what I would do if it was me.
I was at a house that had gotten this PEX stuff put in recently. I couldn't believe how noisy the plumbing was.
That's unusual, because a lot of times if you run it right, and it probably was because they didn't strap it at all, so it was banging around. But in new construction, it's actually pretty quiet. But yes, in that case, it's just maybe they're just dropping it down the walls and it's just flopping around in there. The other thing I found out not too long ago is on some of this PEX, it's so thin-walled that rats and raccoons and stuff chew through it, trying to get to the water. Well, they know there's water in there.